here's a story from The World.
Commotion outside a courthouse in Shanghai this week. A lawyer and citizen journalist was sentenced to 4 years in prison for picking quarrels and provoking trouble. Her sentence may have more to do with her work as a reporter than as a lawyer. The World's Rebecca Canther is in Shanghai. Rebecca, tell us about the citizen journalist, who she is, and why authorities went after her.
Well, Zhang Zhan is 37 years old. She was a lawyer. But when China was first experiencing the coronavirus epidemic and Wuhan was about to go into lockdown, she took a train in and started talking to people. She went there because she wanted to know what was going on. She started visiting hospitals, talking to shopkeepers, and she started putting out videos online like this one. She posted about 100 or so videos. They're not very high quality. They're just her pointing her phone and capturing what she saw around her. What the government didn't like was that she was exposing some things that were going on that they did not want shared.
Right. And now she's accused of picking quarrels and provoking trouble. It's a charge which I gather is often used to arrest people who criticize the government in Beijing. So we've heard that Zhang Zhan has been on a hunger strike since June. What is her mental and physical condition at the moment? Do we know?
Yes, I spoke with one of her lawyers today. He asked me not to use his name because he's under a great deal of pressure right now himself. And he told me about her condition. So he's saying that during the trial, she was seated in a wheelchair. There's a restraining belt around her. He told me that she was quiet throughout the trial and refused to answer questions. The only thing that she would say was that she believed that the trial was unlawful and she wouldn't cooperate. She's been on a hunger strike since May, and she's been force-fed with a tube and physically restrained 24 hours a day to prevent her from taking the feeding tube out. And her lawyer says that on a previous visit, she was complaining of headaches, pain in her mouth because of the feeding tube.
So what did we learn from the trial about the case of Zhang Zhan?
Well, the lawyer told me that the trial was actually really short, just a few hours, and he said it wasn't a real trial. He said the prosecution didn't present any evidence, like her WeChat texts or her videos. Zhang Zhan is the first citizen journalist known to be put on trial for reporting on the coronavirus outbreak.
Right, and her case has attracted a lot of attention from foreign governments and media. What is the reaction in China to all of this focus on a citizen who was trying, it seems, to bear witness to the ravages of COVID-19 in Wuhan?
Well, you don't find very much information in the Chinese media about her or her case. The top hit when you search for her name is a video and an editorial by the editor-in-chief of the Global Times, which is a nationalist state-owned newspaper. And in it, he blames Western forces of corrupting and leading her astray. And I think that's a typical tactic of the Chinese government to blame foreign forces for one of their citizens, you know, going against script.
I mean, China seems to have done a pretty successful job of keeping virus numbers down. Why go after a citizen journalist in the middle of all this?
Well, I talked to Renee Xia. She's director of China Human Rights Defenders. And she says this is clearly about suppression of individual thought.
So if you criticize or you have an independent voice that's different from the voice of the government, from the policy, then that's not being tolerated.
So the lawyers will be filing an appeal, but Xia says that it's very rare for an appeal to overturn a verdict in such a politically sensitive case.
Very troubling story. The World's Rebecca Canther updating us on the trial and sentencing of citizen journalist Zhang Zhan this week in Shanghai. Rebecca, thank you very much.
Thank you.
From PRX.